In this passage, we see what oftentimes happens so often in many societies throughout history. The problem in verse 16 is poor leadership, and not just corrupt leaders, but dishonest followers. Verse 16 says, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those that are led by them are destroyed." Both were at fault. Their leaders led them in the wrong way, and the people were glad to follow because that's what they wanted. Two other scriptures remind us of this warning. In Jeremiah's day, the prophet said these words in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31. "An astonishing and horrible thing has been committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their own power or by their means, and my people love to have it so, and what will you do in the end?" The other one is a well-known passage in Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, where Jesus said, "They are blind leaders of the blind." He was talking about the Pharisees, and he said, "They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, they both will fall into the ditch." Now, that is exactly what we see happening in Judah in Isaiah's day, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16, when he said, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those that are led by them are destroyed." Now, we've already seen in Isaiah chapter 3 that capable leadership has disappeared from the land. Now the prophet shows how this breakdown in respect for authority has reached every level of society, from those in top positions of power to the lowest servants in the land. When you hear the word leaders in verse 16, who comes to mind? What kind of leader? Government? Well, they're certainly involved. People in government offices have a weighty responsibility. And if they're ungodly and rule unjustly, the nation will become unrighteous. And when the nation is unrighteous, it will grow weaker and weaker. Proverbs 14, verse 34 says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So eventually, a stronger nation will overthrow it. Sin rots and weakens a nation, just like cancer eats away at the body on the inside oftentimes. The people in that society share the blame, of course. It's not just the leaders who are to blame. It's the people who want them to be in power. So in Isaiah's day and in ours, government officials can either help make a nation righteous and strong, or they can make it immoral and weak. But Isaiah chapter 9, verse 16 is not just about leaders in the government. When he says, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err," he's not just talking about government officials. This is about religious leaders as well. Look at verse 15 just before this. "The elder and the honorable, he is the head." The elder and the honorable refers to government officials. But then notice in verse 15, "The prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail." So the class of people there would be the false prophets of Judah, the yes men who said what greedy, corrupt politicians wanted them to say. There were sometimes hundreds of these false prophets who served the king. For instance, Ahab had 450 false prophets, and Jezebel had 400. The wicked religious priests and prophets led the people into idolatry and immorality. Instead of teaching the word of God, they taught lies, and the people accepted and even loved it. Now, here's the question. Isn't this what we see in our land today? Corrupt politicians and people who vote them in? False prophets and followers who pay them big money to preach their lies and false promises? Here's a scary thought. People who lead others will be judged more severely than the people that they lead. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 14, Jesus talked about the scribes and the Pharisees receiving the greater damnation because of their hypocrisy. And in James chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says that not many should be teachers because teachers will receive the more strict or severe judgment. But although leaders will be judged more strictly, that doesn't leave out the people who follow, because people have a responsibility to do right. They have a responsibility to do what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, and that is to test or to prove all things and to hold fast that which is good. So God help us to be the salt of the earth in these wicked times. And that's America through the eyes of Isaiah.